Watford itself has certainly changed. Where we lived was this new estate, and I can remember that our house was, it was not on the main road, it was further back from the main road, and there was a great big, the houses one side of the road, and then there was a field, and then there was the main road. Decided to build on this field, and ultimately they built what was once upon a time the North Watford Odeon, and it was an enormous building. But I can remember going with my brother and seeing this huge hole, absolutely enormous hole, that they were building, presumably for part of the foundations, and being absolutely terrified that, you know, you might fall down this great big hole. So we saw the North Watford Odeon being built, but I think that's flats now. I think they're flats there now. There was three or four cinemas, weren't there, as well? There was the Odeon at one end, and there was the Gaumont in the High Street, and there was the Carlton that was in Clarendon Road. There was the Plaza in North Watford. There were quite a few, because the Carlton originally, I think, had been a skating rink, I believe, before it was turned into a cinema. It had been a skating rink.
When I was at school, we used to go to Saturday morning flicks at, used to be the Gaumont. Odeon was up by the pond. Then there was the Gaumont, which was a little way down the High Street, which I think now is a snooker hall. So we used to go to the Gaumont, and that was good on a Saturday morning. Get in for, just a few pence. Might have been the Carlton. In Clarendon Road, next to the Palace, used to be a roller skating rink, so it was oval. It was an odd shape for a cinema. Then it was demolished and a block of offices were built. I used to go to the Empire Cinema quite a lot. They always used to have the films round the second time, so it used to see the old films. James Dean and things like Seven Brides for Seven Brothers and all that sort of film. Nice films, which... So I used to go on in an afternoon when I was on a holiday from school.
The Plaza, which was in St Albans Road, and they called it the Flea Pit, and I never did understand why they called it the Flea Pit. I always went to see musicals. They were all the Fred Astaire and your Ginger Rogers. And the Empire would have all of those, and because it was the nearest cinema to where I lived in West Watford, I was allowed to go there with my sister without the mum and dad. Fantastic musicals we'd go to see. Top Hat, yes, Top Hat. Oh, they were all... Judy Garland and Meet Me in St. Louis, all of the old musicals, they were... I just remember going to see them and being absolutely mesmerised by them and coming home and standing in front of the mirror in the bedroom trying to sing all the songs, do the dancing, which at that age you would do.
Tommy Dando used to be the organist, and we all used to sing Your Sunny Side Up. I can't remember it all, but I know part of it was Two Fried Eggs or something we used to see.
The Gaumont used to have a choir, and you went to rehearsals, and then, of course, you got into Saturday Morning Pictures free because she was a member of the choir. And so, like Jim, I remember the Saturday Morning Pictures well. They had a competition during the interval. They used to pick, people could get up and sing. And I was about 9, I think, at the time. I used to go with my sister because she was in the choir. I don't know how old I was. I don't think I could have been more than maybe 8, something like that. And I can remember singing How Much Is That Doggy in the Window? and winning the prize, which was a Biggles book for boys. But it was great entertainment, really, on a Saturday morning. It was, you know, what we did in those days.
Yeah. You know, they used to show two films. You'd see the main film and another one. Well, the other one was normally what they called the B-movie. Mm. When it came to going to the pictures, that especially during the school holidays, I could always guarantee my dad would actually give me the money for. Because my mother died very young, as soon as my sister was 15, she started work, which that's when I would have been nine. There wasn't any sort of help in those days. Like, between my sister leaving for work in the morning, I did actually spend quite a lot of time, not on my own, but unsupervised by a parent or an adult, which nowadays would be, you know, well, it just wouldn't have been allowed nowadays. I think his view was, while I was in the pictures, I wasn't getting up to mischief or coming to any harm.
The big Odeon cinema, which is near where Sainsbury's is now, that was quite an exciting time because they had great big staircase to go up, you know, very imposing staircase to go up and then get your tickets at the top and go in. So
occasionally we went to the Odeon, which was a bit posher than the others. Apart from it had slightly plusher seats, they also had a uniformed commissionaire, which none of the others did. The Gaumont, which was further down the high street, is actually where I used to go to Saturday morning pictures. And sometimes in the school holidays it would be Wednesday morning pictures as well. And I got my introduction to Flash Gordon, Batman, Superman, Buck Rogers. It was quite funny actually with Buck Rogers and Flash Gordon, the fact that the same bloke played both of them. And they were very similar in content, really, you know, but I loved them. And
we didn't have television, and so frequently, I suppose people were, you know, using the cinema as their main entertainment, and queuing up on a Saturday to go to the cinema, or even as a child, I remember when after this North Watford Odeon was built, going there on a Saturday morning, and watching Flash Gordon. Flash Gordon and his trip to Mars, I think it was, and rushing in, because you could go in very cheaply, I can't remember how much it was, very cheap, threepence or something, and but for some reason or the other, thinking it was great, it was a really bonus to get to the front seat, dashing down to sit in the front seat.
Actually, it shows what a sadder I am. Not so long ago.
Not on your own.
Because when I bought the television we've got now, it will pick up a lot of internet stuff, including YouTube. And I discovered that on YouTube I could find Flash Gordon and Buck Rogers. Because the Buck Rogers and Flash Gordon were actually serialised. And I sat one evening and watched the whole of Buck Rogers, you know. And I still enjoyed it, even though technically it can't compare with what they do today. Mm. When I was a child, I was an avid cinema goer. I loved the pictures. There were, at that time, in the main part of Watford, five cinemas. The oldest of these being the Empire in Cassia Road. And ironically, although in later years the Empire I suppose it fell on hard times, really, because in the 50s and the 60s, the films they showed were always ancient, and there was quite frequently only about half a dozen people there, and yet it outlasted all the others. One particular memory I've got of the Empire, a friend and I, this would have been in the very late 50s, we discovered pretty much by accident that the fire exit, which was in actually Victoria Passage, was faulty, and we could get it open from outside. And we'd have the money to go to the pictures, and if we could, we'd open the fire exit. But then, of course, we could use the money to buy sweets. A lot of cinemas in those days, they'd show different films on Sunday to the rest of the week. And at the Carlton, it's quite often two horror films. My friends and I, by the time we were sort of old enough to look as if we were old enough to go, which was 16 then, it was more the fun of getting in there, because we're sitting, films like The Werewolf and Frankenstein and things like that, and even then it kind of penetrated to us how awful they actually were. And in some cases, very tedious. The poster outside would make it look massively exciting.
We used to meet on a Friday night, and we always went and had fish and chips. Then we'd go off to the pictures, decide where we were going to go. And then, of course, if it was a creepy film, I used to hate coming home. We used to get on the bus. And we all went our own ways. Well, two were sisters, you know. Because you did used to get some creepy, you know.
Mm. Hammer horrors, probably.
Yes. Yeah. Mm. I saw some good films. Used to like them with Bing Crosby. Mm. We used to like Audie Murphy and... it was a good looking dark hair. It was always the dark hair and dark eyed ones I used to like. Yeah. I can't think of the jolly names now.